It's odd to complain about a big tax cut in Austin, but not so hard so to do when you realize that there are two different tax cut plans in the Capitol, one from the Senate and one from the House. The Senate concentrates on significant property tax cuts with a much-needed reform to the homestead exemption where it moves as statewide values increase. The Senate plan also cuts the hated business margins tax and, more importantly, raises the threshold to permanently exempt what will be about 61,000 more businesses from it. The House version is a sales tax cut with no changes to the homestead exemption and a bigger cut to the margins tax rate, but no change to who must comply. The House plan further entrenches the margins tax as permanent and leaves in place the onerous compliance cost most heavily felt by small firms. There are problems with the House plan to cut the sales tax. One, the cut doesn't save the individual voter taxpayer any significant money, certainly little that will be noticed. Worse is that the House plan flies in the face of the direction all conservative economic policy has been moving for years, to move toward more of a fair, broad consumption tax and away from such things as property taxes, which have great economic and social costs as homeowners age and move toward lower retirement incomes. The House tax cut plan does as much politically for Democrats as it does for the GOP. It doesn't cut taxes in a way voters are likely to strongly notice, and it moves the wrong way when it comes to overall tax policy. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.